1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show in Redondo Beach. Chris Norton is with us, and he is going to be beginning his Chris 2000 tour, which sounds like something that is going to at least make or break his idea of bringing back the Speedo. And the Speedo, of course, you probably know, is something that, I don't know if it ever really caught on in America, but it's a really tight little bathing suit worn by American men or European men. But I don't know whether or not it caught on in the United States the way it has in Europe. And on the line with us is Chris Norton to talk a little bit about that. Chris, the Chris 2000 tour is what?
So Chris 2000 tour is my effort at, first of all, summertime is here, okay? And it's time for guys as well as gals to get themselves into some kind of respectable shape for the beach. There's an area that we have lost ground to the Europeans in, and that's what some people call the hammock, what we call the Speedo. Europeans seem to have more guts than us when it comes to wearing the Speedo. American men do not have, I think, that courage. And I was at Redondo Beach the other day down by the pier, and I saw for the first time in two summers this dude wearing a Speedo. And you feel good about that. You know, the Speedo is here, and I think it's time for us to bring back that look in the United States. Most guys don't work out, so they look pretty ridiculous in the Speedo. And so working out is important, and if you hope to be able to get into a Speedo, you do have to work out. And that's what I say, I guess, to anybody who's interested in wearing a Speedo. First, you have to work that out.
Why do you want to bring it back?
I think I want to bring it back, number one, because it's, you know, I believe that it's something that makes a lot of sense when it comes to expressing ourselves in Southern California. I'm actively pursuing becoming the new spokesmodel for Speedo because no one, I think, you know, really embodies the California male model more than me. And I think women like it, too. I think women like the look of the Speedo. And
well, how does a Speedo look and how does it attract a woman?
Well, I mean, to attract a woman, everything has to be in place. I think you have to wear the Speedo so that you show a lot of skin, and yet you retain some of the mystery. Women are very sensual and need to be seduced slowly. They don't want it all, you know, there right away. And I think the Speedo provides the fine art of seduction. That's number one. Number two, I think that if you wear the Speedo right, you can embody the look of Southern California. I am going to be with my agent this weekend, Dan Tanner. His number is 213-251-3189, and it's Tanner International. And
what are you and your agent going to be doing?
Basically, I'm going to be walking up and down various Southern California beaches this coming weekend. I'm going to be in La Jolla and showing people how to look in the Speedo. I'll be out there. I've got spiked shoeshine hair. I'll be carrying a six-pack of Tab. I'll be in a Dayglo Speedo. I'll also be carrying a Frisbee. And people can get their picture taken with me and take a look and see how good the Speedo does look.
All right, Chris, we'll be right back with Chris Norton talking about Chris 2000, his tour of Southern California beaches in a Speedo. 1-800-449-8686. Try to bring the Speedo back on the Phil Hendry Show. KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. 1-800-449-8686. Chris 2000, Chris Norton is going to be out. And it, by the way, you're not a professional model, are you, Chris?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, so you are going to be out on various Southern California beaches wearing a Speedo over the months of the summer months, trying to reinvigorate America's interest in the Speedo.
Yeah, Phil, I think that the Speedo provides, I think, just a really, really interesting look. You know, if you're interested in giving women that kind of new look, you know, you show a lot of skin, you retain some mystery. Women are very sensual, and they need to be seduced slowly, and they don't want it all right out there in the Speedo, just do it. And that's why this weekend I'm at La Jolla Beach. Like I said, my hair is going to be spiked and shoe-shined. I wear a friendship bracelet. I got a turquoise necklace and anklet. I'll be wearing wraparound gargoyles. I'll be holding a six-pack of Tab Cola and a Frisbee. On May 13th and 14th, I'm at La Jolla Beach. On May 20th and 21st, I'll be at Newport Beach Pier.
And where's that Newport Beach Pier?
That's right. You can't miss me out there.
Just look for a guy in a, is it a yellow?
Yeah, it's going to be a bright yellow Speedo. I'll be slowly walking along the beach, and by the time I get about 200, 300 yards out, I generally have a lot of people follow me, mostly, you know, women follow me, so you'll see a guy in a Speedo being followed by a lot of women, and that'd be me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You mentioned on the 20th and 21st, the Newport Beach Pier, then the 27th, 28th, and 29th is Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, we'll be back, our old stomping grounds, Manhattan Beach, at that time. We will be having a raffle for one lucky girl to have dinner with me, and you can register for our drawing so you can go out and have dinner with me.
All right, Chris Norton with us, who's going to be modeling Speedos out on various beaches to bring that look back. 1-800-449-8686. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I definitely don't agree with a man in a Speedo. I don't know, I find it kind of repulsive, and I definitely don't agree with the gentleman about how women are attracted to men in a Speedo.
Well, I think the reason why I say that, first of all, European men have kept the Speedo alive, and you can see the European women really enjoy it. And
why do European women enjoy it?
Well, again, Phil, I think it's because there is a sensuality about it, we call it the hammock, and the reason why we call it the hammock or the banana hammock, you know, is because it does make you look, I don't know, ma'am?
Yes.
You know, when I call it a banana hammock, you know what I'm talking about. I mean,
all right, well, we don't have to get that graphic, do we?
No, but I'm asking the lady if she knows what I mean.
I know exactly. I'm 29 years old. I know exactly
right.
What you mean. My girlfriends and I think it's, like, repulsive if we see a guy, like, at the pool or something in a Speedo where it's, like, I don't think it's very attractive at all for a man to be in a Speedo.
Well,
I think a regular bathing suit does just fine. I don't know that many women that are definitely attracted to a man in a Speedo.
Well, what about that, Chris? You have an American woman here.
I think the Speedo leaves something to be imagined. I think it's very sexy. If you look at it that way, I think the lady's looking at it the wrong way. You know,
you said that the Speedo leaves a little bit to the imagination. What did you say?
I don't think it leaves much to the imagination.
Well, I think it shows a lot of skin. There's no doubt about that. But it also retains some mystery, you know. And I think women like mystery. And a guy, have you seen a good looking? See, I don't know how to say this, but I am very good looking. I am, you know, I can be a model. When my agent signed me, Dan Tanner, and by the way, his number is 213-251-3189, Tanner International.
Your agent is Dan Tanner?
That's correct.
That's like that guy on Vegas. Did you ever see that show Vegas, ma'am?
Yeah.
Dan Tanner?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people say that that's the same. But I think that I look good in it because I am the complete package. And
all right, well, if a guy's going to wear a Speedo, like say I'm going to wear a Speedo.
Well, I think you got to be in shape.
All right, so I'm not in shape. You have shoe-shined and spiked hair, and you're going to be carrying a six-pack of Tab?
That's right, to give people the 100% look. Okay, that's all I'm saying. So if you have on a wraparound gargoyles, you have a six-pack of Tab, and you're
How do you know that American women want to see men in a Speedo?
Well, do American women want to see a good-looking guy? I think the answer is yes. That's why they want to see him. If you want to see a hot guy, I mean a really hot guy, you're going to want to see a hot guy at a Speedo.
Okay, ma'am.
Well, I bet if you did a survey on how many American women would prefer to see men in a regular bathing suit or in a Speedo, I bet your winning would be definitely a regular bathing suit.
Well, I mean, a lot of chicks follow me and line up to buy me dinner when we do our Manhattan Beach raffle. So, you know.
All right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Do you get that from women?
What?
That they think that a Speedo's disgusting?
Not really. I mean, that was kind of unusual. That call came from Portland, Oregon. You know, I don't know how many beaches they have up there or whatever, you know, where they can really take a look at a guy in a Speedo. But I think that I embody the spirit of the Speedo. I am what Speedo is all about. And that is I have, you know, the banana. I mean, I don't know how to put it, but I am hung and everything. And
okay, we got it. So you're well hung, and you look good in a Speedo. All right. I can't wear one. I'm too freaking fat and gross.
But if you work out, then, you know.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know that I'd wear one.
The other thing about Portland is, Phil, that it's full of a lot of fat hippies, and I don't think that Portland, Oregon's got.
Portland has fat hippies?
That's true. A lot of ex-hippies that are really fat, and I don't think they get the spirit of the Speedo up there.
All right, here is Murrieta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I know they don't have a lot of sun in all
you. Is from Costa Mesa, and let me tell you, a guy in a Speedo is about the grossest thing you can ever see. Every woman I know hates guys in Speedos. Hates them.
You know, that's really unusual. You're from California?
Oh, yeah. I'm a second-generation Californian.
Well, I mean, have you seen a really hot guy in a Speedo? Because a guy who's got a really hot
body.
Universe,
and it's still disgusting. The sexiest thing in the whole world is a really good-looking guy in a baggy pair of, like, boxer-style...
Let me jump in and say this, Chris. Is this a matter of taste?
I think a lot of women who are used to guys who can't wear Speedos would say that. In other words, I don't know if this lady's ever really seen a really hot-looking guy in a Speedo. Where are you at? You're in Murrieta?
Yeah.
Do you get down to Newport Beach at all?
Well, that's where I just moved from, was Costa Mesa, yeah. We were right down by the beach. And we'd make fun of all the guys. We'd, like, laugh and say they must be from Europe.
Well,
that's the thing. When I was in Miami and then in here in California, anytime you saw a guy in a Speedo,
you'd say he's from Europe, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing we're trying to change. We're trying to bring the Speedo back because the Speedo is sexy and it also has mystery to it.
And the Speedo is sexy and has mystery to it.
Ma'am, you're going to be in Newport. I'm going to be in Newport Beach May 20th and 21st. I will be at the Newport Beach Pier.
Ew.
Come on,
but the last thing I want to see is you in a Speedo.
I will tell you this much. If you saw me in a Dayglow Speedo with my tan body and I don't know what you're laughing at because you've never seen me lubed up with tanning oil. My
I'm
body
going to be nauseous. You sound really gross. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Well, what's gross?
Believe me, if
wait
you want
second.
Girls, do not wear a Speedo. That is my advice to you. Please take my advice.
No, I was going to... Okay, you've never seen my tan. You've never seen my turquoise necklace on my chest. Let's see.
Oh, my God. You should go to a gay beach, really. Seriously. You'd pick up guys there. You would have no problem taking them
out. Oh, yeah, okay. So
girls,
I see. So this is like a crank call. It's like a cold shot.
A gay beach?
I mean,
you hear what
she said? Seriously.
So you're saying, ma'am, that...
You're going to look like a big fag.
Hey, you know something, baby? If you saw me, you'd lube up. Okay, forget it.
Sorry.
Wait a
second. Good luck, man. Good luck with the guys.
You know, I'll tell you something. I'm very, very good looking, okay? Okay? Okay. She's got it.
Yeah, she's got it all right. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, part of his Chris 2000 tour, he is trying to bring the Speedo back, and you're getting a lot of women.
I think these are aberrations. The first lady was from Portland. That lady moved away from the beach. I think a lot of the chicks that are from the beach... understand the look of a hard body in a Speedo. And,
all right, your agent's name is Dan Tanner?
That's right. My agent's name is Dan Tanner, and along with his associate, I forget the guy that he started the business with, they're going to be out there, and I'm going to be at the beach. I put Fabio to shame, man. I can't believe it's not Speedo is our slogan. They just don't want to admit that they like sexy guys in Speedos because they don't want to embarrass their men, that's all.
No, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to ask my wife what she thinks of Speedo. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, dude there, you think you're a little bit too cool. We do not like Speedos here in Texas at all.
How many good-looking guys?
Europe, they do like them, but they're a whole different, you know, deal over there. They also sit around in the nude, everybody, and that's fine. So it's kind of a different
vibe, isn't it, Chris? The European men that I've seen, you know, they wear the Speedos. I've seen fat, overweight European men wearing Speedos.
In
flesh-colored bathing suits, it's awful. No, we don't like them. Their big hero over there is David Hasselhoff, we don't really want to go by the European standard.
So wait a second. You're telling me that David Hasselhoff looks gay?
No, I'm not saying anything about gay, but, I mean, Speedos are definitely not what's in here in Texas.
What are you going to be wearing if you get the full picture here, Chris?
Well, the reason Texans say Speedos is because you can't put a big... You can't put a big ass belt buckle on a Speedo over.
Well, that's not true. But everything down here is bigger on all the men in Texas.
No,
but
okay.
Speedos just don't work.
Wait, I'm going to be at La Jolla Beach, okay? My hair is going to be spiked and shoe shined. I do wear a friendship bracelet. I wear a turquoise necklace and anklet. I have wraparound gargoyles. I'll be holding a fist pack, a tab cola, and a frisbee.
I have to agree with the girl before. You're just a little too, hung up on yourself, and that sounds a little bit too gay all that stuff.
If you think that...
You said he sounded gay. Is that right, ma'am?
Well, with all this jewelry and his tab, you know, real men don't drink tab.
Tab cola is a diet cola, that's all I'm saying.
I mean, you know, men and diet drinks just doesn't usually, no.
Okay.
Texas, we don't like it here.
Well, you don't have a beach in Texas. So I don't know if you're talking.
Well, that part is true. I'll agree.
All right,
I'll agree. And I mean, do you usually prefer women in big time songs and all that, or a little bit like a girl's speedo bathing suit is fun and they're sexy, but they're not.
Revealing. I prefer my women not wearing no clothing at all. But if you're gonna force my hand on it, I'd say yeah, probably a thong. It's very sexy.
Well, I would be curious to see you because you pretty much think you're pretty cute, and I'd just like to really see.
Everything you heard about me, does it sound cute to you?
Well, you're just a little too hung up on yourself, so
okay.
Go for that.
Fair enough, ma'am. Thank you for your call. So the opinion is split here on whether Chris, wearing his spiked and shoe-shined hair, friendship bracelet, turquoise necklace and anklet, wraparound gargoyles, holding a six-pack of tab and a Frisbee, walking down the beach in a Dayglow Speedo, is a woman's sex dream. Chris, it's just one of those interesting things.
I'll tell you, for $10, you can get a picture taken with me, and then you tell me if you don't lube up at the end of that experience. Okay.
All right, I got the thing, and I really don't appreciate. Just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And we're talking with Chris Norton. He's a model and does also part-time pharmaceutical salesman. You do telemarketing, Chris?
Yes, sir, I do. And work for a pharmaceutical telemarketing for a pharmaceutical company, Redondo Beach, California.
Okay. You've got Chris 2000, and your agent's name is Dan Tanner of Tanner International. You'll be walking along beaches in Southern California for the next several months?
Yeah, Phil, for the duration of the summer as we bring back the Speedo to Southern California and to America, too. I know that your show is nationally syndicated, and I know there's a lot of people that want the California look. You know, no matter where you live, you can look like you live in California, too. All you have to do is wear a Dayglow Speedo and, buff up a little bit. I'm not saying that anybody can wear a Speedo, but you need to buff up and, get ripped and do the do, you know. And
well, what do we say, do the do? I mean, you know.
Well, you just work out and also then put on the Speedo. And I think the Speedo is an awesome look, and I think a lot of people's, a lot of women are totally into it.
Okay, so May 27th, 28th, and 29th, what's coming up?
Thank you, Phil. Yeah, May 27th, 28th, and 29th, I will be wearing my Speedo for a solid week, at which time I will remove it. I'm not going to take it off in front of people, but I will be auctioning off my Speedo, the one that I've been wearing for a solid week, without washing it. That's my promise to you. And I will be wearing that for a solid week, and then I will auction that off and auction off a date with me. So you'll win not only an evening out with me, but you'll also win my Speedo that I haven't washed for 7 days. And that's all the proceeds, Phil, is going to go to my friend's place.
Are you really donating it to my friend's place?
That's the place that I hear you talking about. And
well, how much money do you think you're going to get? So you're going to wear a Speedo for a solid week, and then you're going to take it off and auction it off, and that same lady will get dinner with you?
No, the dinner's one lady will win dinner with me, and another lady will win the Speedo that I haven't washed for 7 days. So that's all part of what's happened on the 27th, 28th, and 29th, and that's going to be at Manhattan Beach, my old stomping grounds.
All right, here's Newport Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, hi.
I'm calling you right now from Newport Beach. I'm sitting on the sand.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
I am a native Californian.
Uh-huh.
And
where are you from, Chris?
I
want to ask Chris, where are you from, Chris?
I would want to look at a guy in a Speedo.
I come from Tustin, California.
So you're from Orange County?
Yes, sir.
So you live up in Redondo?
That's correct.
Go ahead, ma'am. What did you say? That nobody you know?
Nobody I know would want to look at a guy in a Dayglow Speedo.
Well, I mean, I think that's the tragedy of the Speedo, because I think it's very sexy, and there's a lot of mystery about it.
There is no mystery whatsoever.
I don't know what you're talking about. Have you ever seen a really ripped guy in a Speedo?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
And it blows. The Speedo blows the entire image.
So in other words, you don't like to see a nude guy? Ah, I got you on that one. Because the Speedo, it's almost like seeing a guy what's nude.
Yeah, but nobody wants to see some guy who thinks he's all hot walking down the beach in his little Dayglow Speedo You know, it's
why I'm wearing a friendship bracelet.
A bracelet and a six pack of jabs.
Look, I don't think I'm hot. I know I'm hot. Okay. Well, what are you saying? That's gay?
Well, I'm not saying
I got
what your sexual preferences, but.
Well, I think I look hot.
I'm saying that you really ought to get a clue. And
ma'am, I think
a
that
guy in a really
once
hot
you see me in a Speedo, you know, you'll lubricate. And
okay, you know something, man? I don't like you continually saying that, okay?
What
you just said. You can say, once you see me in a Speedo, you'll think I'm really good-looking.
Okay. She'll think I'm really good-looking.
Thank you, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Cleveland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah. Man, listen. That is straight feminine, and I am a good-looking man with a ripped-up body, 3% body fat, and any woman would tell you that is feminine. And I'll tell you this, only person that's going to get those speedos from you is a boy.
I did a test run in Venice
Beach. There is no woman that's going to be looking for you.
You're telling me that that's feminine?
Real men do not wear speedos.
Oh, you're wrong, dude.
And any woman that will call would tell you.
Dude, you're a boy.
Here it is. I mean, you're outnumbered. Most of the women in the car do not like it.
No, check it out. You're a black dude, right?
Yeah.
You dudes rip. You look awesome in Speedos, man.
No. Let me tell you something. This girl, like, I had some before. I came out to California.
Right.
And I had put them on. She called, man. She asked me, was I gay?
What's up with that, man?
Bad.
What's up with
and
that?
Believe me,
that
I got
biatch,
a cold
man.
Body, but
that,
I took them off.
I slapped that biatch upside, man. What's up with that, you know? You got package for days, don't you?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I'm saying they say real men do not wear speedos.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.